You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh.
Morning.
What time is it?
10:15.
Oh, really? I can't remember when I last slept this late.
Well, you didn't get home till nearly 2:30.
Sorry, did I wake you?
I should think you woke half the village.
Oh, no.
Car doors slamming and a very loud conversation with whoever it was brought you home.
Declan.
Declan?
He always was a noisy beggar.
Was he at the wedding?
No, he's moonlighting as a taxi driver.
What?
Of course he was at the wedding. You should have been there, Adam.
I know.
Everybody was asking after you. Have you finished with this coffee pot?
Yeah.
None of them believe you had to work. Well, mind you, neither did I.
I told you, Ian.
Yeah, all right, I know. Charlie Thomas says jump and you say hi, hi.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It was Stuart and Hugo, Adam. Practically our best friends in the world getting married. We've known about it for months.
I know.
You were so upset you weren't there. And obviously thought I was making excuses, you know, that you and I had some kind of fallen out.
Well, we did.
Yeah, only because you refused to come to the wedding.
I didn't refuse. What's the point?
Where are you going?
To work.
What now?
Well, one of the strawberry pickers put his back out yesterday. I had to take him to A&E, so I didn't get done half the things I was supposed to.
So you haven't even got time to sit and have a cup of coffee with me?
Maybe this evening.
I'm working this evening.
Oh. Well, sorry.
What have you done with him?
Bumped into Dad in the yard, so Henry's helping him feed the pigs.
You'll come back covered in mud.
There's a change of clothes in the bag.
Okay.
That is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Where are you going?
I don't know exactly. One of Rob's surprises.
I see. You got time for coffee?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Has Dad managed to get some help with the pigs?
Oh, yes. Did he tell you? Neil's going to come in.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, it's a huge relief. Dad was really struggling.
Yeah, I know.
Jazza does a great job, of course.
But he's not one to take on extra responsibility, is he? Can't rely on him completely.
Exactly.
And has Dad made up his mind about this bull?
He's going to see it tomorrow.
The Aberdeen Angus?
Yeah, I think he's rather keen on it. Hello, Bridge Farm. Speaking. Oh, hello. Yes, of course I remember you.
I have to say you were quite magnificent. I only wish you'd done it a month ago.
Can you move out of the way, please, darling?
Oh, sorry.
Just want a shot of the tiles above the hob.
When I think back to all the excuses we've been fed over the weeks...
They are just the perfect colour. Oh, it's so satisfying. Well, it was worth it in the end, darling.
If you say so.
Well, Brian, you've got to admit they have done the most beautiful job.
Yeah, it's all very lovely, but how Buddy and his merry men have managed to avoid trading standards all this time.
Oh, nonsense. Kingsley had full confidence in them, and in the end he was right. Well, it's all been finished to a very high standard.
It's just taken forever to do it.
Oh, well. Which was unfortunate, but... Now, if I take one from the back door, I should get the full effect of the floor.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
it's all right, darling. Oh, come on in.
Morning, Adam.
Morning. Oh, wow.
Hey, what do you think?
Mum, what a triumph. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, isn't it? And I'm just taking some photos to show Pam Gibson.
And does it all work?
Apart from the aga.
Oh, dear.
Well, that still needs some minor adjustment, but everything else is done. Now, if I can just get this last shot. There, you see, I'm going to put together an album, before and after, so everybody can really appreciate what a glorious transformation it is.
Have you cooked anything yet?
Not yet, no.
I tried to persuade your mother to do me a fry-up this morning.
But I haven't had time. Pam and Lillian are picking me up at 12 and I had 1,001 things to do.
So you're going to be the first to use it, Brian?
If I can work out how.
Though, to be honest, You know, it might be a good idea if you carried on eating out until I get back.
What?
Well, I haven't got time to show you how everything works yet.
I'm perfectly capable of turning on a hot plate without you having to hold my hand.
And isn't Rory back from school this week?
Friday.
So I shall have to at least be able to fry sausages.
Bye, Martin. And thank you so much for letting me know. Unbelievable.
What was that about?
That was Martin Sykes.
Who?
He's a district councillor. He's on the planning committee.
There's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. He's the one who was so helpful when we were fighting the planning application for Barrow Farm. Kept us informed of all BL's dirty tricks.
Hmm? And?
They're at it again.
Dirty tricks?
Martin was ringing to let me know that a planning application has been lodged for another huge anaerobic digester.
Where?
At Barrow Farm.
But they don't need another one.
No, of course they don't.
So why?
Because it's hugely profitable, because they are raking in the cash selling electricity to the grid. And they thought, how can we make even more money?
But what will they run it on?
Oh, you know that big poultry unit, the other side of Pennyhasset?
Oh, you are kidding me.
According to Martin, they're planning to transport lorry loads of chicken muck all the way from Pennyhasset to Barrow Farm. And if that's not enough, they'll also take in supermarket waste.
But it'll all have to come in through the village.
Yes.
That's preposterous.
Of course it is. It should be being built next to the chicken farm. Nevertheless, it must have been approved by the BL board.
Hmm. So Brian must know all about it.
I think I need to have a word with him.
Adam! Adam!
What?
You don't have to do this today, surely.
Actually, I do.
It's no way to spend Sunday morning cleaning out the grain store. Can't you get someone to do it tomorrow?
They're coming to do the insecticide spray tomorrow.
Well, that can wait, can't it?
Not really, no. Should have been done weeks ago.
Well, we're not going to be harvesting for a while yet.
I know.
Plenty of time for the bugs to die a lingering death.
You know what our friend Charlie is like about things being done in good time.
You mustn't let him bully you.
Yeah, I don't. I just want to make sure we hang on to the contract next year.
Although he might not look too kindly at that.
What?
The wire mesh seems to have come adrift.
Oh, yeah, I know. There was a bird flapping around when I came in here.
Can you fix it, do you reckon?
Yeah,
or should we
yeah.
get someone in?
No, I can do it.
Only once the harvest is underway.
It's on my list.
Last thing we need is pigeons in the grain store.
Look, can I get on now?
Sure, sure. Although, what I came in to say was, your mother's leaving in about 15 minutes, if you want to say goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.
Ian?
Oh, hello.
I haven't seen you in ages. How are you?
I'm fine, fine. Well, I've got a bit of a sore head, to be honest. I went to a wedding yesterday.
Oh, your friends Hugo and...
Yeah, Hugo and Stuart, yeah, that's right.
Adam was telling me about it.
Well, Adam didn't come.
What? Why not? He was really looking forward to it.
Had to work, didn't he?
Oh, surely he's allowed the occasional day off.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But that new manager at BL likes to keep everybody's nose to the grindstone.
Charlie.
Yeah, that's the one.
You have to be very firm with him. Rob is.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Charlie was down on him for leaving to pick up Henry, and Rob told him sometimes family has to come first.
Did he know? Well, I'm glad he's being supportive of you. Anyway, how are you?
Yeah, fine. Rob's taking me out to lunch to celebrate. We've got a new deputy manager in the shop now.
Manager?
Hmm, Tina. Super organised, thank goodness.
I thought that was your job.
Well, it is, of course. But it's such bliss to have the occasional day off. The past couple of months have been a nightmare.
Yeah, of course, since Kirsty went.
Yeah.
So, everything in the garden's rosy then?
Yeah. Well...
Nearly everything. Come on, Helen. I can read you like a book. What's up?
It was nothing, really, just...
Yeah?
Rob's mum.
Ah, right, do you not get on with her?
I've never even met her. She called last week.
What, and you answered the phone? Is that it?
She didn't know much about me, that's all.
Right.
Rob says she's a bit neurotic and she was very fond of Jess, so since they broke up, well, there's been a bit of a rift.
Well, look, that's not unusual, I think.
I just can't imagine not being able to talk to my mum. I mean, we've had our differences, as you know, especially when I first got together with Rob, but You get over these things, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
But, oh, I don't know.
Not all families are like yours, Helen.
No, I know, but Ursula's going to be my mother-in-law. I'd like to get to know her.
Now, are you sure you've got everything?
Yes, yes.
Tickets, passport.
Is this your taxi now? Oh, no, looks like Pat.
What's she doing here?
Oh, Adam, if you can find half an hour to spare, do drop in and see Gran.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
She's been so down these past weeks. Mm. And with both me and Lillian away. Hello, Pat. What brings you here?
I come to see Brian, actually.
Me?
You're just off, aren't you? To the Canaries?
La Gomera, yes.
Have a good time.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations on your article in the Echo.
Oh, did you like it?
Absolutely brilliant. You didn't think so?
It did ruffle a few feathers with the bosses at BL.
I'm glad to hear it.
If you've come to have a go at me about this road, Pat...
Oh, look, here's your taxi now, Mum.
Could I point out that it's absolutely nothing to do with me...
Oh, really?
...or BL?
Well, bye, darling. Mm. And take good care of yourself.
And you.
I'll take your case, Mum.
Thanks, darling. Oh, don't make a mess of my lovely new kitchen.
Have a good time.
Yes, I will. Bye.
Bye, darling. Bye. So, Pat, what can I do for you?
I've just received a rather disturbing phone call.
Oh, yes?
Telling me that BL has lodged a planning application for a second anaerobic digester at Barrow Farm.
And?
You knew about it.
It was discussed at a board meeting, yeah.
And you didn't think to say anything?
To whom?
To anyone.
Well, why should I? Bye.
Bye, Mum. I'm going to get off now, Brian, okay?
Okay, okay.
You don't think the village has a right to know?
Well, we don't even know if we'll get planning permission.
Well, if I have my way, you won't.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Why would you object? This is green energy. I thought you were keen on that sort of thing.
In the right context, yes, of course.
And the present AD at Barrow Farm is doing a sterling job turning all that cow slurry into power.
But you don't have any more, do you? All the waste for this new unit is going to have to be brought in.
Yes, it's not uncommon nowadays, you know.
So you're proposing to transport truckloads of chicken muck through the middle of Ambridge, are you?
No.
Or not. Is it going to come along this new road?
What?
Because that's what it looks like to me. All part of the same hideous plan to turn our village into an industrial wasteland.
Hello, Gran.
Alice.
I was just on my way to see you.
Not working today.
Well, I had to put in some late nights last week, so this is time off in lieu. You mind if I join you?
Not at all. I've just been putting some fresh flowers on Jack's grave.
Oh, so I see.
I like to sit here sometimes and have a chat with him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting?
Of course not, dear. I can talk to Jack any time. Did your mother get off all right yesterday?
Oh, yeah. She and Auntie Lillian will be sunning themselves on some Canary Island beach by now. Ah. Is Jack going to have a headstone?
Oh, yes. That's what I was talking to him about, actually. Trying to decide what would be suitable.
And did you come to any conclusion?
Only that we should keep it simple, with a straightforward inscription. In loving memory of Jack Woolley, 1919 to 2014. And a verse from St. Matthew. Sleep on now and take your rest.
That's beautiful, Gran. But no beloved husband of Peggy.
And father of Hazel?
Oh.
If my name is there, you may be sure she'll want hers too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gran.
That's all right, dear.
Oh, it's Dad. Do you mind if I
just... No, you carry on.
Hi, Dad. What's that noise?
It's the kitchen. It decided it doesn't like me.
What?
I was only trying to fry some bacon. Look, you couldn't possibly come over, could you?
Well, what now?
It's either you or the fire brigade.
All right, Dad. Don't panic. I'll be 10 minutes, okay?
What's the matter? What's happened?
Oh, nothing serious. Apparently the new kitchen has got the better of him.
Oh, dear.
I've told him I'll come over. I'm sorry to rush off.
Oh, don't worry.
Are you going to be in this afternoon? Can I invite myself for a cup of tea?
Of course you can. That would be lovely.
You still Yeah, Tony just rang. He's running a bit late.
Oh, what? You could have spread the potatoes after all.
Yeah, well, another day won't matter.
And there's an email from Pip, by the way, about robotic milking.
Oh, for or against?
What do you think?
She always goes nuts over the latest technology, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when she did her placement last year, how she was banging on about their rotary parlour and why didn't we get one?
Yeah. But I thought maybe I'd give that bloke Duncan a ring.
Who's Duncan?
The one we talked to at the NEC.
Oh, here's Tony at last.
He did say we could come and have a look at the system on his farm.
Really?
You don't think so?
Well, is there much point? I mean, there's no way we can afford it. Hi, Tony.
Sorry I'm late. Neil started this morning.
Neil?
He's giving Tony a hand with the pigs, I told you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he hadn't heard about this new AD unit.
What new AD unit?
You haven't heard either?
No.
What?
Pat found out about it yesterday. BL are planning to build a second AD up at Barrow Farm. Bigger than the existing one. Oh. And they'll be shipping in waste from God knows where to feed the thing.
Are you joking?
Afraid not. Pat went straight over to Home Farm and collared Brian. And he admitted it had been discussed, but...
Oh, let me guess. He denied any kind of responsibility and blamed the whole thing on Justin Elliott and Haskell.
Yeah, well, he can't wriggle out of this one. It's definitely BL's doing. But Pat said he was utterly unrepentant and had a go at her for opposing a green initiative. So we can only hope the council will have the good sense to refuse planning.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Anyway, if we're going to look at this Angus bull...
Oh, yes, we better hit the road.
I've come to the conclusion that it's the dishwasher sending coded messages to the fridge.
No, it's definitely coming from over here. I think I've got it.
Oh, well done. Oh, what a relief.
Yeah, I think you must have accidentally set the oven timer and it was telling you that your dinner is cooked.
I shouldn't be so lucky.
What were you trying to do?
Turn on the grill. I couldn't get the hob to work, so I thought I'd try grilling my bacon instead.
Well, you need to turn this knob to there.
How do you know?
You see that little symbol?
What symbol?
With the squiggly line at the top. Surely you had that on the old oven.
Did we?
Well, they're pretty universal, these symbols.
Are they?
Have you got an instruction manual?
Yes, it's here.
All right.
See? Look, open at the page marked grilling.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise caution when grilling. Always keep children at a safe distance. Oh, that's good advice. Not exactly helpful in the circumstances.
What was that?
What?
I thought I heard something. Oh, well, OK.
Always use wire self in universal pan. Any ideas?
Let me see.
I think it's translated from the Chinese.
It's just a typo, Dad. It should be use wire shelf.
Wire shelf?
In the grill pan.
You'd think the price they charge for these gadgets, they could spend a few bob on a proofreader, wouldn't you?
There it is again.
What?
There's something still bleeping.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, well, anyway, look. Here, first page. Your guide to all the symbols. Right. So, squiggly line at the top, grill.
Right. What's that one?
The oven.
Why's it got a symbol like a helicopter?
Well, it's a fan oven.
Yeah, but that's what we had before, a fan oven.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember any helicopters.
Well, you never used the oven, did you?
I did, occasionally.
Anyway, just remember, that one there is the grill. Now, the hob.
Well, I can't get any heat out of it at all.
Were you using this copper pan?
Yes.
Well, it's an induction hob, Dad.
What does that mean?
Well, there's a coil of copper wire under there. Mm. And when you switch on, an alternating current flows through it. And that produces a magnetic field, which causes...
Hang on. What?
Magnetism, Dad.
Magnetism?
Won't work with a copper pan. Got to have a steel one.
Right. What was that?
See, I told you, there's something still bleeping. No idea what.
Probably the mothership preparing all the appliances to rise up and revolt.
Well?
Oh, I don't know, David.
He's a beautiful animal.
Oh, yes.
Straight back, perfectly proportioned, muscle in all the right places. And look how the sun reflects off his coat.
Looks like he's been buffed up with boot polish, doesn't he?
He's great.
Absolutely. In every respect, I can't fault him.
But?
£3,000.
Cheap at the price, I should say.
You reckon?
What, for a purebred Angus bull? You're not going to get one any cheaper.
I know. It's just... Can I really justify spending that sort of money?
Of course you can.
It's a false economy settling for a cheap bull. Especially as you're grading up Angus Crosses.
Well, half thought of going for a Charolais.
Well, it could do. But, you know, if you're going for the brand, quality beef and all that.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe this is the one.
I think you're pretty impressed with him, aren't you, this chap?
Well, you've got to admit, he does look great.
All right, so what are you going to tell the guy?
I don't know.
Why not tell him you'll sleep on it? Go home and discuss it with Pat.
Honestly, Granny, he looks so miserable. And he was obviously starving. I could hear his tummy rumbling.
Poor Brian.
So in the end, I took him home with me and cooked him an omelette.
Oh, be careful. He'll be round at your house every day.
He'll be out of luck then. I'm back at work tomorrow.
How's he going to cope when Rory gets home from school?
Oh, I expect he'll have got the hang of it by then.
There's your tea, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Help yourself to a biscuit.
Gran, how are you going to manage this week, with Mum and Auntie Lillian both away?
Oh, I'll be all right.
Are you sure?
I have a fridge full of food, and I've plenty of good friends and neighbours. Not to mention lovely granddaughters. Oh, I just wish...
What?
Oh, it's nothing.
No, tell me.
Nothing you can help with anyway, dear.
What is it?
You remember I mentioned to you this morning that I was thinking about ordering Jack's headstone?
Yes.
Well, I telephoned Hazel.
Right.
Just to check that what I was proposing met with her approval.
What did she say?
That she already has the matter in hand.
What?
She's about to commission the stonemason, so she said.
But it's not down to her.
Well, she is Jack's daughter. Which is
why... But you're his wife.
Why I felt I should consult her. But I never expected... Oh, dear.
Gran.
The trouble is what she wants on the gravestone is just... Oh, I wrote it down somewhere. Yeah, here it is.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, at rest and peace we pray... You're in our hearts forever. We miss you every day. That's awful.
It is, isn't it?
You've got to tell Hazel, no way.
I tried, Alice.
Yeah, but it must be your decision, Gran.
I don't want to get into a fight with her.
Jack was very generous to her in his will. And you loved him and cared for him in a way that Hazel never did. And you still do. You visit his grave and talk to him... You put fresh flowers there every week.
I know.
You don't want to sit in the churchyard and have to gaze at that ghastly bit of doggerel.
No. But I really can't face getting into a fight with Hazel.
Come on, old girl. Get a move on.
Cheers, Tony. See you.
Hiya. How'd you get on?
I'm not sure that I can answer that.
Did he buy the bull?
Not yet. Which is not to say that he won't. He very well might. But on the other hand... I have never known anyone dither quite as much.
That doesn't sound like Tony.
I know. He bought the cattle totally on a whim, just like that. But not this bull. So he's going to go home and talk it over with Pat.
I gave her a ring after you'd left.
Oh, did you?
To ask about this alleged second AD.
Oh, yeah, and?
Well, it's just as Tony said. She got it from a guy on the planning committee.
And will they get planning?
Who knows? I mean, we really didn't believe they'd pass the plans for Beryl Farm, but they did.
So is Pat going to organise some kind of protest?
I got the impression she's got too much else on her plate.
Yeah, well, haven't we all?
I also had a chat with Usha at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah.
About how much compensation we might get if the road goes ahead.
Oh, Ruth.
And basically, the payout has to be enough to ensure that we suffer no drop in income or living standards.
What? What are you talking about? Our living standards would be irredeemably wrecked.
So if we're going to carry on in dairy, which I'm determined we will...
No, I can't begin to even think about
it. We have to work out different ways of managing the herd.
Ruth... I simply cannot contemplate the farm being sliced in half like that.
David, you can't just stick your head in the sand. If we want our children to have a future on this farm, we have to somehow keep it going. Road or no road.
Open day at Barrow Farm, anaerobic digester. Not the most immediately appealing of prospects.
Oh, Charlie Thomas asked me to put the poster up.
Charlie who?
Oh, you know, works up there. Nice young man, always very well turned out.
Oh, him. I would query your definition of nice young man, Susan.
Oh, he has lovely manners.
Oh, well.
And it's not him who's behind this road scheme.
But he is the spokesperson for this, what's his name, Elliot. The one they burned in effigy on Lakey Hill.
Oh, Justin.
Your friend Charlie won't have liked that.
He's not my friend. And I did think that was in bad taste.
Anyway, why is your nice Mr. Thomas inviting us to come and admire their anaerobic digester?
Well, they want to build another one.
Another one? Why?
Why not?
Can the current one not cope with the excremental outpourings of all those cows?
No, I mean, this one's for other sorts of waste.
What other sorts of waste?
Oh, you'll have to go along to the open day and find out.
Sounds very fishy to me.
Oh, honestly, I can't understand why everyone's making such a fuss about it. It's green energy, for heaven's sake. Good for the environment. What's wrong with that?
So are you going to have a stall at the fete?
Well, I could do, I suppose.
Well, mention my name to the committee and they'll give you a good pitch.
Ah.
Oh, and if you want to give a bit to the fete funds, that'll go down well too.
Well, OK. No, I've got a load of stuff in the basement store waiting to be stripped and tarted up.
Oh, can you chuck me over those tonics?
Yeah. There you go.
Ah, cheers. It's a pity that you can't run the tea tent.
What? Go into competition with the WI? You must be joking.
Oh, you could decorate it for them, like you did with the hall for May Day.
Could certainly dig out the bunting. And, well, I don't know if they'd go for this, but...
What?
What, you're doing this World War One theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like your village needs you and all that.
Yeah, Dave's running a stall to raise money for the campaign, yeah.
Well, I think I'm right in saying that the WI was founded during the First World War.
Was it?
Yeah, you know, to spread the word about growing and preserving food. So maybe they could all dress up in Edwardian clothes. Part of the general theme, big hats and long skirts.
Right. Or Hilary Noakes as Queen Mary.
Oh, well, maybe not. But I can see your mum as Mrs. Pankhurst.
What?
What's going on? Oh, this place looks like a bum's hit it.
What?
Where is everyone?
Oh, Ed had to go and do the milking.
Oh, it's gone 6 o'clock.
My tea's stone cold. I must have nodded off.
Oh, look at this. Why have these mugs just been left here? And if I've told Ed once, I've told him 100 times, use a coaster.
Oh, it's my fault, Susan. I told him I'd tidy up. I only sat down for 5 minutes.
It's not like you to fall asleep in the afternoon.
It's getting up so early to go to Bridge Farm. I'll soon get used to it.
And how long were you there?
Well, longer than I intended.
You see, I knew this would happen. You sign up for a bit of early morning feeding and end up responsible for the whole thing.
Oh.
People take advantage of you, Neil.
They do not.
And you just let them walk all over you. Oh, you've got to have a proper word with Tony.
Don't go on at me, Susan, please.
Do you want water with this?
Oh, just a drop.
There you go. Help yourself. Anything else?
Oh, you could find me a menu. Oh, look who the cat's dragged in. How you doing, Brian?
Evening, Matt. I wasn't expecting to find you here.
I got bored with my own company. Place is too quiet with Lily and I.
I know how you feel.
So, thought I'd come down here for a bit of supper.
There you go, tonight's menu.
Do you want me to pay for the scotch now?
Or... No, you're all right. I'll add it to your tab.
Can I have a look too?
Oh, you're eating here as well, are you?
Drink, Brian?
Large scotch, please.
I thought you'd be at home rustling up a little something in your expensive new designer kitchen.
Don't talk to me about that kitchen. It has a mind of its own. And it may have cost more than a small house, but it still doesn't peel potatoes or chop onions.
Yeah, do you think Jennifer might give guided tours?
I'm sure she'd be delighted.
Hey, it could be a sideshow at the fete.
Oh, no. I draw the line at having the great unwashed of Ambridge tramping through my house.
Well, maybe Jennifer could do a cookery demonstration.
Well, you'll have to ask her when she gets back.
Oh, and talking of domestic skills, now, who was it who was telling me? Oh, yeah, it was Auntie Chris. About Lillian being a bit of a demon with the knitting needles.
Lillian?
Chris Dean told you that?
Yeah, said she'd seen this fab little matinee jacket she'd made for James and Leonie's baby.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, that was well impressive, yeah.
What's so funny?
Oh, just how word gets around in this village.
All right. Well, the fete committee were wondering whether she'd be up for doing a bit of a knitting demo on the handicraft stall.
I'm sure she'd be absolutely delighted.
Oh, great.
Evening all.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Ah, Brian, the very man.
What have I done?
It's more a case, as I understand it, of what you have failed to do.
Drink?
A pint of Shires, please. Right. Word is out, Brian, that BL is intending to build another anaerobic digester.
Oh, not you as well.
I gather the fumes from the lorries roaring in bringing waste from miles away will seriously compromise its green credentials.
Only from Pennyhasset.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
And as I explained to Pat, it's nothing to do with me.
You're still on the board of BL, aren't you?
Yes, but...
You're not completely without influence. Have you spoken up on behalf of your fellow villagers?
What?
Or are you just a puppet of these faceless moguls who appear to be taking over the world?
That's 295, please, Jim.
Thank you.
It's a planning application. If you don't like it, you know what to do.
Jim Lloyd.
Ah, Fallon.
I have a bone to pick with you.
You've heard, have you?
Heard what?
Jax is closing.
No.
Oh, it's true, no. Then.
It's not closing.
As Jax, it is.
You're changed, Jim.
They've sold out.
Not sold out.
To the Sheldon chain.
Matt, shall we wander through into the restaurant?
Yeah, good idea.
So I'm out of a job?
Not necessarily.
It means good folk to argue in peace.
Might as well share a table since we're both back.
Don Sandland has just phoned me to tell me that he's given me 1 month's notice and I haven't even been employed for long enough to qualify for redundancy.
Well, that's a bit rough.
Yeah, and if I want to stay on, I shall have to reapply for my own job.
My dear, I'm sure the new owners will be delighted to have you.
Why, you never thought to mention this to me.
Well, the deal has only just gone through.
No, it's been in the air for a while, hasn't it?
Well...
Hasn't it?
For a few weeks, yes.
Weeks?
Well, maybe a couple of months or so.
Oh.
But Don said he'd be speaking to you as soon as he knew anything for certain. You've got to understand, Fallon, that I'm a minority shareholder. My opinion counts for very little. If Don decides he wants to sell, I'm powerless to stop him. I'm sorry, Fallon.
Yeah, I hate to say this, Jim, but you sound just like Brian.
What?
Well, he claims to be powerless to influence the BL board.
That's not the same thing at all. Not remotely. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll take my drink into the garden.
Oh, dear. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
That's a perfectly fair point.
Yeah, but Jim's a friend and a customer.
Well, thanks for standing up for me anyway.
Yeah. It's gutting to think of the old place being taken over.
Yeah.
There's a big part of my life was Jax.
Yeah, you made it what it was. And now it'll be all bland and corporate, like the rest of the Sheldon outlets.
You won't be reapplying for your job then?
No way. No, if the good recommendation from Don won't do it, they can get lost.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Neil. How are things with you?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, that bad, eh?
It's always the same this time of night. Emma's yelling at George to do his homework. Kira's throwing a tantrum and Susan's having a go at Ed because he hasn't put things in the dishwasher in the right order.
Ah, the joys of family life.
Come down here for a bit of peace and quiet.
I have to confess, Matt, I'm getting a little bit fed up with it.
What, you mean getting the blame for everything?
People don't seem to realise that I was the victim of a hostile takeover. I'm just a humble member of the board these days. I don't actually wield any power.
I hear you even got it in the neck last week for failing to control your wife.
Eh?
That article Jennifer did for the Echo.
Oh, yes. Well, that didn't go down at all well.
See, I reckon it'd be a godsend. You have a look at the plan. There's some cracking potential for development along the route.
You're talking about the road?
Yeah, of course the road.
Well, it's nothing whatever to do with BL.
Well, what about this new AD unit?
that nothing to do with BL?
Oh, that's BL, all right. Mm. But I can't understand the fuss. I mean, nice bit of green technology, you'd think they'd be hanging out the flags. And I have to say, it makes really sound economic sense. They were doing very nicely out of the first one.
So, your BL shares are doing all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Looking very healthy indeed.
Well, worth putting up with a bit of flack then, eh?
You know there's always a job for you here.
Oh, thanks, Kenton. But I don't want to be a barmaid all my life.
Well, I can think of worse ways to earn a crust.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, well, no, I was just talking to Harrison on the phone.
Oh, when's he back?
Not till Friday night. But anyway, he said...
Hey, don't fall asleep on that bar stool, Neil.
No.
It's a long way to fall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you look knackered, mate.
Mm, I am a bit. Really ought to be thinking about making tracks.
So, what did the lovely PC Burns have to say?
That losing my job might be a golden opportunity.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade?
Yeah, something like that.
That's the sort of thing Susan keeps coming out with.
Does she?
Seize the moment.
Anyway, I've really been getting into the upcycling thing lately.
Yeah, well, I've noticed.
But people seem to like what I do and be prepared to spend good money on it. And Harrison's been saying for a while that I should, you know, see if I can't make a living out of it.
All right. So the fate could herald the start of Fallon Rogers Inc.
Eesh. Well, I need a bigger platform, really, to launch the business properly. I mean, I'll do the fate, obviously, but...
Loxfest.
What?
Well, if you're looking for a big platform...
Well, do you know what, Kenton? That's not a bad idea.
Do you want me to have a word with Elizabeth?
Would you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what time is it?
Nearly 10 o'clock.
Oh, right. If I walk very slowly, by the time I get home, with a bit of luck, Susan will be fast asleep.
I don't understand why everyone's being so cynical.
You're telling me there's no connection? They announce this road scheme and then a few weeks later...
The anaerobic digester is a Barrow Farm initiative.
Which is owned by BL, and BL is owned by Justin Elliott. Oh,
you're putting two and two together and making 15. And a dozen second class as well, was it?
Yeah, please.
I think everyone should keep an open mind about this new AD until they've been along to the open day.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Charlie. How are you?
Morning.
Ruth?
That's 1380 then, please.
I can probably give you cash.
Did you want the shop, Charlie?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I only popped in for a packet of mints.
Oh, well, Jim won't be a minute. He's just out the back signing for a delivery.
Oh, it's no hurry.
That's 15 pounds and 5 is 20.
Thanks.
Bye then, Ruth.
Bye.
Oh, dear. Another one giving me the cold shoulder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a bit of a run-in with her husband last week.
Oh, it was their lad Ben, wasn't it?
Mm.
With that daft effigy.
Yes. My boss was not best pleased about that ending up on the front page of the Echo. That sort of publicity is, well, it's deeply unhelpful.
Oh, I know. I said as much to my daughter, Emma. Her and Ed, that's her partner.
Mm-hmm.
They were giggling about it. And I said to them, well, what did that achieve? It just soured the atmosphere and made any kind of sensible discussion impossible.
Oh, you're so right, Susan. It's...
But it's the same with this anaerobic digester. I've been saying to everyone, don't jump to conclusions. Come along to the open day, listen to the facts. But I have to say, Charlie, it's an uphill struggle.
Well, I really appreciate your trying, Susan. It's good to know we have at least one ally in the village.
Oh, yeah.
There is no escaping that man.
What man?
Charlie Thomas.
Oh, what's he done now?
He came in the shop when I was buying stamps.
Is there nothing the man won't stoop to? Oh,
very funny. Do you need a hand with that?
No, it's okay.
Trouble is, he seems to have got Susan eaten out of his hand.
Oh, I know.
There I was, standing at the post office counter, a captive audience.
She's besotted.
Well, she takes her time searching for books of stamps and gives me the BL sales pitch on the second AD.
Yeah, I was in there the other day and he came in and Susan goes,
Oh, Charlie, what a beautiful shirt.
What?
I mean, it was nothing special. It was a perfectly ordinary check shirt. Ah, that's got it.
What does she see in him?
I mean, it would be funny, except that he's...
He's Justin Elliott's representative on Earth.
Yeah.
And she's taken in by his nice manners and his smooth talk and his perfect teeth.
Yeah, actually, if you carry on like that about him, I will start getting jealous.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, must get on. Potatoes won't spray themselves, I'm afraid.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Anyone home?
Yeah, hi, Susan.
Ed? Ed? Oh, what's happened?
I had a bit of an accident.
Oh, tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Oh, look, well, don't rub it like that. You're just spreading the stain about. Oh, wait there.
Sorry.
Honestly, Ed, you're worse than Kira.
Yeah. I know, I know.
Look, you want to blot it with some kitchen roll first. Oh, you're just making the carpet all wet.
Okay.
Oh, look, just leave it. I'll see to it.
You sure?
Yes, yes. Ah, oh, see, no one's cleared up the breakfast things again.
Well, I was just about to do it when I spilled the coffee. I'll go and do that then, shall I?
Oh, no, leave it, I'll do it. Is Neil around?
No, he went over Bridge Farm.
Oh, what, to talk to Tony?
Tony? I don't know, all he said was something about fixing an electric fence.
Oh, for heaven's sake. He's not supposed to be working there, not today.
Really?
I knew it. I knew this wouldn't be just a few hours, three times a week. He's wearing himself out and getting no thanks at all for it.
So I was thinking I'd drop in on Grandad this afternoon. Is it all right if
Yes, you go ahead. Although,
What?
You're not going out in that shirt, are you?
Why, what's wrong with it?
Well, you're out at the elbow and you've got a couple of buttons missing.
Well, the cows don't seem to mind.
But you're not going to see the cows, are you? You're going to see your granddad.
He won't notice.
But some people do notice, Ed. Maybe a new shirt wouldn't hurt sometime.
What?
Well, just smarten yourself up a bit, eh?
Come on, out you come.
Ruth?
Hiya.
Do you want to hear some good news for a change?
Go on, then.
You know Starley's Cops?
What about it?
Well, I just had a call from Linda, and apparently she likes to take Scruff up there for a bit of a run around.
Okay.
And it's right in the path of the road.
Route B?
Yes. And it's ancient woodland.
Really?
Hmm. Which should mean it's protected. Although, what tends to happen these days is developers say they'll plant a couple of hundred saplings somewhere else and the protection is magically lifted.
So why is it good news?
Well, do you remember, this is years ago, but there was a plan to build houses down at Sawyer's Farm, and Linda discovered some rare species of gentian, I think she said it was.
Oh, and they had to call the whole thing off?
Yeah, right. And so she is wondering if there's some rare plant or creature lurking in the undergrowth at Starley's Copse.
Right.
Right. So I called Borsetshire Wildlife, and the chap I spoke to says they're assessing the environmental implications for all the proposed routes, but Starley's Copse is on their list.
Brilliant!
Isn't it? I mean, it's maybe a tiny light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Are you busy?
What, no?
Why don't we make the most of this lovely afternoon? Come on, walk the cows back out with me.
I am rather busy.
Yes, and I'm sorry to descend on you unannounced, but if you could just spare me 10 minutes.
Well, okay. Arlo, can you take over here for a minute?
I just want a brief chat about the harvest.
What about it?
And the autumn sowing. I need to be clear in my own mind that you're organised.
Of course I'm organised. Combines greased, grain stores been cleared and fumigated.
I'm more interested in your technology. It's what we were saying the other day.
What?
Your GPS. Isn't it a bit dated?
You've only had it a couple of years.
Well, that's my point. GPS systems have advanced in leaps and bounds just in the last 2 years. And if you're going to compete with bigger contractors who all have the very latest tack...
Okay, I'll look into
it. Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Sorry to interrupt. I can see you're busy.
Just a bit.
No. You carry on.
Don't mind me.
Well, I just wondered, do you need any help over harvest? Like tractor driving or whatever?
Aren't you too busy?
No, not really. Milking times, obviously, but I'm okay in the middle of the day and evenings. And I could really do with, getting out of the house, to be honest.
Kids driving you up the wall, are they?
No, it's not the kids.
To be honest with you, Ed, I've already got my basic team lined up and we've got a student just started.
Oh, well.
But if you're prepared to be flexible and come in at short notice.
Yeah, yeah.
And nights, how do you feel about working nights?
Why not? Not every night, obviously, but if you're pushed.
Okay, that's a deal.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
Pleasure.
Well, I'd better... Yeah. Bye.
Bye, Ed. So, before you ask me again, Charlie, yes, we're fully staffed, and now we also have a stand-in.
Yeah. Is that Susan Carter's son-in-law?
Yes, well done. Ed Grundy, dairyman.
Ah, interesting. And what about your own availability, Adam?
What about it?
Well, you have a team in place, but who's going to oversee operations?
Not a problem.
Only I can see you're still pretty tied up with the soft fruit operation.
This late in the season,
Will you really have time to focus on managing the harvest?
I can delegate most of it to the experienced pickers.
Only it's really all down to you, isn't it? Given that the person in overall charge is in Hungary.
We've never had any problems at all.
And Debbie seems to have her fingers in so many pies.
We've worked this way for years.
Well, it's hardly surprising she slips up occasionally.
If you have a complaint about the way Debbie works, you'd better take it up with her. As far as I'm concerned, our working relationship functions perfectly well.
But you've never had to deal with a 24-hour operation before, have you?
I don't see that it makes any difference. Now, if that's everything...
Look, if you could just spare me a few minutes more to have a quick look at the autumn cropping programme.
The plans are all on the computer.
So we'd better go into the office, hadn't we?
Well...
I know. And I feel exactly the same. We've got to fight it with everything we've got. But if it happens, we should have a plan. A worst-case scenario. And robotic milking might help. Not ideal, obviously, but a future for the farm.
Go on, then.
Well, we wouldn't be able to increase the size of the herd like we planned... But according to the statistics, robotic milking gives a better yield, so we'd get the increase that way.
Yeah, but even with the present numbers, we'd need, what, three of these machines?
At 80 grand each.
£240,000.
It's possible the compensation would pay for it.
You reckon?
And instead of having the cows tramp across a bridge back to the parlour twice a day, we'd set up a brand new parlour over here.
What, close by the paddocks?
Exactly.
Well, actually, that could work.
Yeah. So, shall I give Duncan a ring? He invited us to go and see his robotic system in action. That's all we'd be doing.
Well, okay. No harm in having a look.
And by doing that, we increase our acreage of combinable crops by what? 10%?
Yes.
But?
You'd be losing a lot of the lucerne.
A proportion, yes.
And the point of the original cropping plan was not just to keep the big dairy supplied, but to keep the soil in good heart.
Yes, I got that.
Which you know as well as I do is one of the stipulations for the single farm payment.
And we don't want to fall foul of EU legislation, do we?
So Debbie judged, and I have to say I'm with her on this, that the present acreage of lucerne is necessary to maintain fertility.
And I hate to disagree with Debbie, but I have had my fertility expert do extensive soil analysis, and the conclusion is that you're being a bit overcautious.
Really?
He's firmly of the opinion that you can cut back on the lucerne and push up the cereals.
Well, if that's what your expert says... How well tuned are you to the village telegraph at the moment, Charlie?
Why?
There's a lot of talk about the new AD, that's all.
I know. But we won them round on the first one and we can do it again. The fight back begins tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
Well, make sure you get a copy of the Borchester Echo.
And how's Tony?
Still procrastinating about this bull. He's going to have another look at it tomorrow.
The Aberdeen Angus?
It's quite pricey, but I think he's rather set his heart on it. Now, yogurts straight in the chiller?
That would be lovely, thanks. Have you seen the Echo?
No, not yet.
There's a big interview with Charlie Thomas.
Oh, trying to sell us the idea of this monster AD?
Partly. But it's more a sort of riposte to all the negative publicity they've been getting.
I have to say, I thought young Ben deserved a medal.
It did ruffle a few feathers, that picture.
Well, I don't think I can be bothered to read Charlie Thomas's greenwash about the AD or the road or anything.
Right. Have you seen anything of Peggy this week?
I dropped in on her briefly on Tuesday.
How was she?
All right, I think. I know you've been worried.
Yes, I have.
She did seem a bit subdued.
She's trying very hard to put on a brave face.
You think so?
Did she tell you about Jack's gravestone?
No.
She's decided what she wants, but for politeness sake, she thought she ought to run it past Hazel.
Oh, don't.
And of course, Hazel decided she wants something completely different, with gold lettering and some ghastly sentimental verse.
I hope Peggy told her to get lost.
Well, normally she would. She'd definitely stand her ground over something like that. But she's given in.
What?
She's letting Hazel have her way.
Oh, surely not.
So I wondered if perhaps Tony might have a word.
I don't know, Jill. Things haven't been easy between them for a while now.
But we can't let this happen, Pat. Which of the two of them will be visiting that grave? Peggy could end up regretting it for the rest of her life.
I was really hoping you'd come home for lunch.
No, I'm sorry.
So I've made you a little picnic instead.
Oh, darling, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, I'm not used to having time on my hands with Henry at nursery and Tina in the shop.
She's a godsend, isn't she?
I even hoovered the stairs this morning.
Wow.
So there's ham and salad and cheese and pickle.
Oh, you are an angel.
And then some strawberries and yoghurt. Oh, and I made some more of those little ginger biscuits.
I love those.
I know you do.
Well, I wish I could have come home, but Charlie's been lurking around again.
Oh, talking of whom, I brought you a copy of the Echo. There's a big interview with him.
Yeah, that'll be Justin Elliott's doing.
What is?
He was furious about that picture last week. So he's obviously lying Charlie up for a bit of damage limitation.
Page 5.
Ooh, nice photo.
Yeah, he looks good in the hat.
Ooh, he's having a bit of a go at Jennifer, isn't he?
That's her article, yeah.
It's all very well to look back fondly to the 1950s, but do we really want to return to a time without central heating and automatic washing machines?
Fair point.
And back then, the world wasn't running out of food.
Wasn't there still rationing in the 50s?
And no one realised what burning coal was doing to the atmosphere.
Yeah, he takes good care to waive his green credentials.
Does he mention the road?
Towards the end. Goes on about the necessity for good infrastructure and transport links. Anyway, darling, I'll leave the paper with you and you can read it at your leisure.
Over my delicious lunch.
I'll see you later. By the way, did you try ringing your mother again?
Yes, yes, I did.
No response?
No, I'm sorry, darling.
Not your fault.
I know how upset you were about her calling like that, but I can't force her to talk to me.
No, I know. Sorry, shouldn't have mentioned it.
I told them I had to go out, so you'd be coming over to keep an eye on them. And Freddy got quite stroppy with me.
Did he?
I'm 14 now, Mum. I don't need babysitting.
Well, you're right, of course. But I hope he'll be a bit pleased to see me. I have brought a cake for tea.
Well, he'll definitely be pleased to see the cake. He hasn't grown out of that yet.
So you're going over to the stables?
Yes, Roy and me. Sheila's getting involved with some Loxfest activities.
I didn't realise that a music festival involved quite so many other things.
Neither did I. It's exhausting. But we want to attract families, so we have to provide a bit of entertainment for the children. Oh, by the way, did you know about this Strangles business?
At the stables, yes. Bit of a blow, isn't it? It's a nasty disease, very contagious.
But it's only the one horse.
Yes, one of the livery horses. They've got it isolated in a separate paddock, so fingers crossed, the rest of them should be all right.
And it will have cleared up by next month, won't it?
I should hope so. Though, to be honest, I'm almost glad Shula's got something else to worry about.
Rather than Dan, you mean?
Yes. You'd think she'd have accepted it by now, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess I'd feel much the same if Freddy wanted to be a soldier.
That's not very likely.
Well, it's what everyone said about Dan.
But he's absolutely loving it.
Yeah, I've read his blog. Oh, just coming, Roy.
Okay.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Now, where did I put my bag? Oh, I keep losing things these days. Too many balls in the air, I just can't keep track.
Yeah, I'm the same. Keep having to write lists.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You look very well in it, I have to say.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah, apart from the bags under my eyes.
I thought so for the last couple of weeks, ever since you went to that other music festival.
Well, yeah, that did give us a bit of confidence in what we're doing.
With Loxfest.
Ooh, I assumed it was having a weekend away in the fresh air.
No, I don't think so. Phone and car keys.
You should take a camping more often, Roy.
Rob.
Hi, darling.
What are you doing home?
Yeah, I can't stop, I'm afraid, but I had to come and tell you in person.
Something wrong?
No, quite the contrary. Everything is very much all right, thanks to you.
What have I done?
You nagged me about ringing my mother.
Oh, darling, I didn't mean to nag.
No, you were quite right to. It made me think. I shouldn't let this rift with my family go on a moment longer, so I picked up the phone and called home.
And someone answered?
Mm-hmm, Mum. And we had a really, really good chat.
Oh, Rob, that's wonderful.
Isn't it? Yeah, I think she realised she's been a bit unreasonable. I mean, I know she was very fond of Jess, but... Well, she's finally accepted that I've moved on and she wants to meet you.
To meet me?
Mm-hmm. So they're going to come up next Friday, she and Dad.
Oh, coming here? We haven't got room to put them up.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll book them into Grey Gables. Not a problem. We'll give them dinner on Friday night.
Oh, my goodness. What am I going to cook?
Oh, no, we can eat out. We'll just do drinks and nibbles beforehand.
No, I'll cook. And should I invite my parents?
I'd keep it low-key if I were you.
But I want them to meet. I mean, after all, when we get married, they're going to be related.
So what do you think?
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll work really well.
Right, shall we head back to the house?
Okay. You need a lot of manpower, though, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Or rather, woman power.
Well, with the little ones or any of the beginners, you have to have somebody on the lead rein.
What, so one handler to every pony?
Yes. But I wouldn't mind betting most of my girls will volunteer. If it means they get a free ticket to Loxfest.
And what about hats?
Oh, don't worry. We'll supply everything.
And dare I ask, how much is it going to cost?
I'll have to do my sums, I'm afraid, and let you know. I've never done this kind of thing before.
And neither have we.
So I need to check who's available and how many people we need here. What on earth? Oh, Lord, it's Catesby. How did he get out?
Okay,
he's the sick one, isn't he?
Yes, I've got to stop him.
Well, let me help.
Okay, thanks. No, don't run at him. He's very nervous. You'll spook him. Let me try first. Come on, Catesby. There's a good boy. It's all right. There's no
Roy,
need to
panic. Rather
her
than me. Look at the size of him.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Catesby.
Oh, Shula, are you all right?
Shula!
Oh, look out, Roy.
Okay, Catesby. Let's get you away from Shula.
Roy, be careful.
Come in.
Ow! Give him his head while he calms down.
Okay, that's it. Come on, you come over here with me.
Oh, well
it's done. All right.
Sugar, are you okay?
I'm
good
fine.
Boy, that's
it's
it.
It's all right, Roy.
Good boy.
I'll take him now.
Okay, come on, Catesby.
Oh, you crazy horse. What was all that about? Oh, Roy, I can't thank you enough. That was amazing.
Oh, just glad I managed to stop him.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You've hurt your shoulder, haven't you?
I just gave it a bit of a wrench, but I think I'll live. You all right, Shula?
Yes, I'm good.
You took a bit of a tumble there.
Oh, Catesby, let's get you back to your paddock. Come on. What I can't understand is how he got out of the paddock. It's vital we keep him isolated. Strangles is extremely contagious. And if it spread to the other horses, we'd have to quarantine the whole place.
What, close for business?
Well, I can only think that Alistair didn't shut the gate properly.
Alistair? Well, that's not very likely, is it? I mean, of all people.
He's the only person who's been in there. Oh, and I should warn you, Roy, you're probably contaminated now.
Oh, what? Do you have to hose me down with disinfectant?
No, just don't go near any of the other horses. But thank you so much.
I don't think we're doing anything else next Friday.
Well, if you are, cancel it.
Okay.
It's important, Mum.
I know, love, I know. And I'm just as keen as you are to meet Rob's parents.
I think I might do a leg of lamb.
Or is that a bit heavy, do you think?
No, lamb would be nice. Good local produce.
Yeah, with plenty of Bridge Farm veg. Better check with Rob, though, see if there's anything his parents don't eat.
They're farmers, aren't they? Not the kind of people who'd be picky about food.
Yeah, well, just in case.
Do you want me to do a pudding?
Ooh. Could you do that hazelnut meringue thing?
I knew you were going to say that.
Is it too much work?
No, no, of course I'll do it. But it does contain nuts.
Oh, yes. Oh, one of them might be allergic. I'll check with Rob. Oh, there's so much to do. I must get my hair cut.
Your hair looks lovely.
I'll have to take a day off from the shop. Oh, thank goodness for Tina.
Are you sure you wouldn't like me to drop you home?
No, honestly.
Well, I think you've earned the rest of the afternoon off.
Far too much to do in the office. Ow.
You have hurt that shoulder, haven't you?
It's nothing. It's just a tweak.
Never seen you do anything like that before. It's pretty brave.
It's crazy, more like. No, I'm more used to Cranford Crystal. Gentle giant.
Yes.
Was one big horse, though, wouldn't it? Catesby, I mean.
Well, Sheila was very impressed. You did everything right.
I'm just glad that no one got hurt.
Yes.
It makes you realise, though, doesn't it? Hmm? Well, if we're having horses round at Locksfest, health and safety...
Oh, yeah. Well, Sheila will be very careful, though. And it'll just be those quiet little ponies.
Yeah.
Anyway, with you around as well, I'm sure we've got nothing to worry about.
Well, I don't know about that, but thanks anyway.
Oh, why didn't you wake me?
Oh, I thought you could do with the lying. You've been exhausted the past few days.
Any tea in that pot?
It'll be a bit stewed. I'll make you some fresh.
No, this'll do. I need to get over to Bridge Farm.
Oh, not again. It's Jazzer's day today.
Well, he's asked me to pop over. There's a couple of arcs that need shifting, and he can't do it on his own. Thought he'd spare Pat and Tony.
Oh, Neil.
Well, they've got enough on.
So have you.
Anyway, I have to get over there before he knocks off. Plus, I need to take some more feed up there. Jazza's complaining about having to carry bags up from the yard.
He can drive a tractor. I knew this would happen.
What?
Well, you've been over there practically every day this week.
Well, there's a lot needs doing. I mean, Tony, he's done his best, but pigs really aren't his thing. Jazza's doing a great job, but he's only part-time.
Have you talked to him?
Hmm? Who?
Tony!
No, I haven't seen him all week.
Oh, you really should, Neil.
I wish you wouldn't keep on about it.
You said it yourself. You're sorting that pig unit out, creating order out of chaos.
I wouldn't go that far.
You're doing a manager's job.
No!
Tony should recognise that.
Look, take me another half day or so to get the place shipshape and then things will settle down. I really must dash.
How long has he been here now?
Rob? 18 months.
And in all that time, his parents have never been to visit?
No. But I gather there's been some kind of rift since he split with Jess.
Rift? Why?
No idea. Helen's not exactly forthcoming on the subject, but she's thrilled they want to meet her.
So when are they coming?
Friday, week today. Bruce and Ursula Titchener. We've got to make an effort, Tony.
Yes, yes, all right.
They're going to be Helen's in-laws.
I know. Anyway, must get going. I'll see you later.
As the proud owner of an Angus bull?
I hope so.
You're not going to change your mind again?
No, no. The more I think about it, the more sure I am that this is the way to go. Build up the bloodline just like we did with the dairy herd.
Tony!
Oh, hello, Neil.
Hi.
Morning. Look, I'd better get back to the dairy. I'll see you later.
Bye, love.
Can I have a word?
Well, as long as it's a quick one, I'm off to buy a bull.
Oh, well, the thing is...
What are you doing here anyway? Jazza's around.
Yeah, I was just, you know, doing a bit of routine maintenance.
That's very decent of you.
I need to use your tractor.
Of course, you know where the keys are. Look, can we talk another time? Only I am in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, okay, fine.
He'd been humming and hawing about it all week, and it is a very big investment.
How big?
About 3,000.
£3,000? Oh, my goodness me.
It'll pay for itself in time.
Even so.
We could end up selling our own breeding stock. And of course we'll get a premium price for organic grass-fed Angus beef.
Oh, I suppose.
Oh, it's lovely to see Tony getting his old enthusiasm back. Doing some proper farming again.
Proper farming? Have you finished with that jug?
Unlike what goes on up at Barrow Farm.
Oh, pass it over, I'll give it a wash.
Did you read that article in yesterday's Echo?
Oh, you mean the interview with Charlie Thomas? I thought it was very well argued.
He completely missed the point of Jennifer's article, didn't he? Doesn't understand the meaning of the word community. All he cares about is the bottom line.
Oh, that's a bit unfair, Pat. I mean, you may not agree with their methods, but as Charlie says, the world has to be fed.
Of course it does. So why are they growing crops for fuel?
Eh?
That anaerobic digester doesn't just run on slurry, you know. A lot of that maize goes straight in the thing. And as for this plan to build an even bigger one...
Well, I thought you were all in favour of green energy.
Of course I am, Susan, when it's produced responsibly. The whole point of ADs is that you site them at the source of waste material, like adjacent to that poultry farm. I just hope the council has the sense to refuse planning.
No, you think they will?
Oh, I've no idea. I'll certainly be making my feelings known to the council, but I really haven't got the time or energy to organise another protest.
Yes, well, talking of time and energy, I think you're being rather unfair.
Oh, Susan, I know Charlie Thomas can come across as very plausible.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Charlie. I'm talking about Neil.
What?
He's really up against it.
Is he?
He spent most of this week trying to get that pig unit into some kind of order and he's absolutely worn out.
I didn't realise.
No, neither does Tony. And Neil's far too good-natured to complain, and he won't thank me for saying this, but you're taking advantage.
Oh, Susan.
And as for what you're paying him, well, you may think it's a fair wage, but if you can afford 3,000 for a bull, then perhaps you should think again.
I was absolutely furious with Alistair. I mean, if anyone should know just how contagious Strangles is...
Are you sure it was him left the gate open?
Well, he insists it wasn't him. But no one else has been anywhere near that paddock.
Anyway, the point of dragging you all the way up here is to show you where everything's going to be. Now, the main stage will be over there, in front of the trees.
Yeah, so this whole area will be the arena.
It's huge.
There's going to be quite a few thousand people.
We hope.
And the other stages will be down the other side of the hill.
Yeah, along with all the food stalls.
Right. So where are my ponies going to be?
Well, all the children's stuff is in the meadow, just below the house.
Oh, sorry, you have to excuse me, I'm afraid. Duty calls.
Oh, you carry on.
Hi, Marcus.
He's very conscientious, isn't he? Yeah.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes. Yeah, I just... Looking down over the grounds like this, I keep expecting Nigel to come charging out of the arboretum on his bicycle.
Yes. He belonged in this landscape, didn't he?
Still does. Think of him all the time. Well, not all the time. In fact, there are some days when I realise...
When you realise several hours have passed and you haven't thought of him at all?
Yes. And then?
Then you feel guilty. As if you're somehow being unfaithful to his memory.
Is that how you felt after Mark died?
Yes.
And when did you start to... I mean, you know... Well, how did you know when it was right to move on?
Elizabeth, have you met someone?
No. No, I just wonder sometimes.
There are no rules. I'm sure it's different for everyone, but... Well, you'll just know.
Only last summer, do you remember Ifty?
I did wonder about you and him.
I really liked him, but when it came to it, I just couldn't.
But now another year has passed.
Yeah, I'm 47, for heaven's sake. What chance do I have of meeting someone?
There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, but all the best ones are spoken for.
Elizabeth, when you do meet someone, you shouldn't feel guilty. All Nigel ever wanted in the world was for you to be happy.
When I got there, he'd been sold.
Oh, no.
Just this morning, another buyer snapped him up.
Oh, Tony, I'm so sorry.
But...
What?
The breeder said he had another bull for sale and would I like to take a look.
And?
He is beautiful, Pat. A bit older than the first one, considerably bigger, a real macho beast. But he's already got a track record. We know he's fertile.
So you've bought him?
They'll bring him over next week, just as soon as the paperwork is sorted.
Oh, how much?
He was a little bit more pricey, but I managed to beat him down to 3.5.
3,500? Oh, my goodness.
Worth every penny. Now, I'm absolutely gasping for a cup of tea.
Before you go in, Tony...
What?
Have you spoken to Neil this week?
Only in passing. Why?
Susan said something. She seems to think we're exploiting him.
What?
Apparently he's been over here...
Exploiting Neil? What utter rubbish! We had a drink together last week and shook on the deal. He's perfectly happy. And talking of drinks, I think we should crack open a bottle tonight. Drink a toast to the future of our herd.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Did you see Freddy?
Freddy, no.
He was looking for you.
Oh, why?
He didn't say. I told him you were outside with Shula.
Oh, well, I'll go and look for him in a minute. I don't suppose it was anything important.
So, do you want the good news or the good news?
What?
They've signed. Quaintance Smith!
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, isn't it great? We have a headline act.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. Quaintance Smith playing at Lower Loxley. Yeah. Wow.
Look, we can announce it next week when we do the interview for Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, Roy, it's really happening, isn't it?
What?
Loxfest.
Look, did you ever doubt it?
Well, I don't think I ever quite believed it before. I was sure some disaster was going to happen and the whole thing would fall apart.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, I suppose it's because it's something new and different that we never did. You know, that I never did with Nigel. And it all feels rather... Oh, Roy, I'm sorry.
What for?
You know, for being so standoffish, you know, since...
Come here. You don't have to be sorry.
Oh, Freddy. Oh, no. Freddy? Freddy, come back.
Oh, Susan, what have you done?
Well, I'm sorry, Neil, but somebody had to say something.
No, they didn't. You had no right to interfere.
Know where Tony was while you were at Bridge Farm working your fingers to the bone? He went to buy a bull.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
A £3,000 bull. And they're paying you like a part-time pig man.
Which is what I am.
Oh, Neil.
Look, I had a deal with Tony. We shook hands on it. I
saw you coming.
How can you say that? He couldn't thank me enough for agreeing to take it on.
He knows you're a soft touch.
That is utter rubbish. Tony treats me as an equal.
No, he does not.
We've got an excellent working relationship. At least we did until you threw a spanner in the works.
I'm only trying to look after your interests.
Well, don't.
Because you're clearly unable to look after them yourself.
How am I ever going to be able to look Tony in the face again?
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.